On Wednesday, in the team meeting with the players, we discussed in detail with them what our plan was going into this game, and that we'd had players that would maybe perhaps play three or four plays. Some may play a quarter, some may play half, some may play the entire game. But the plan going into this week was collectively to do the best thing we possibly could for our team as we move forward and get ready for the playoffs. And you can see, you know, by who was up and who was not up and who played and who didn't play, that that's in fact what we did. Our focus all week was on our football team and the health of our football team and getting ready for the playoffs. And so obviously we would have liked to win this game. It didn't work out. You know, they made plays. We did. We couldn't get the ball back. But you know, we came through this somewhat healthy. The only concern I have right now is Josh Steamer. And well, we're going to perhaps do some tests there. But other than that, other than winning the game, we accomplished a goal, and that was to get through this healthy and rest people and so we can move forward in the playoffs. Questions?
Which day were you dealing with?
Groin.
This school has thought out there that rest guys last game, momentum slows. Do you buy anything?
No, I think it's ridiculous. It's absolutely ridiculous. You know, you rest guys, you go in the playoffs, you win your game, you're a genius because you rest players. You lose the game, you lost it because you rest the players. It makes no sense to me. These players they're professionals, they're taking care of themselves, and they'll be ready to play.
There also the thought that this might be your first round opponent as well?
Yeah, there's a chance we could play. Yeah, absolutely. It's a pretty good chance, but you know, we won't know. You know, there's still some things yet that have to unfold, and you know, there's always that possibility.
Did you get a sense they approached this game any differently?
Well, I think, yeah, they clearly had objectives. You know, they want to get paid some yards, and it was clear that they're going to get Dallas's catches and Marvin's catches, which is great. They had some objectives. We did, too. We sought to accomplish some things, and I think we had a chance to do that as well.
Despite any of the circumstances, any concern over the way that Pittman was able to lead the Colts down and score that first drive, kind of the way it transpired?
I'm not concerned about it. They're playing very, very well. Absolutely. But we didn't. There's a chance that we may play them again. And so we just lined up and played today.
You get an extended look at Vince. What did you see?
Yeah, I thought it was good. Vince, he appreciated the opportunity, appreciated the chance to prepare this week and an opportunity to play.
How do you think he did?
Yeah, look at the tape. I thought he made some real good throws. I mean, the throw to Brandon on the boundary was good. And, you know, he was under a little bit of pressure. But, you know, I thought he moved the ball at times. And, you know, I think, you know, we probably could have put him in a better position to make some plays, but, you know, he had fun and ran around, you know, and that's exactly what we wanted to have happen.
Did you plan on going carry a little bit longer, but because of the way the game?
We were going to go carry two series, yeah, but we, you know, offense on the sideline the whole first half, so you can get a chance to put him in.
But Chris Sims, I'm important to see him, and I know he's very limited.
Yeah, it's the first time in, 26 months he's taken a snap, and, you know, he was excited about the opportunity, too.
You surprised the outside kick?
A little, but I understand why. You know, he wanted just to, you know, get whatever their goals they wanted to accomplish. They did.
Any concern at all with just how lopsided the time of possession was in the first half?
No, I know what happened. Yeah, it was lopsided, but I know what happened. So,
look,
I'm not going to sit here and dwell on this game 10 days from now. Okay, we're gonna go back home, rest up, get ready, continue to improve. And get ready for, you know, the first round of the playoffs. So.
Jeff, what about Chris Henry? Just one play.
Yeah, we wanted, again, you know, our plan was even to let Quinton play some fullback and let Chris Henry have the, you know, care of the ball in the fourth quarter, but it just didn't work out that way. We just, you know, the time of possession got skewed, and sometimes, you know your best intentions, you know, they just don't work out, and that's what happens now.
Your decision, I guess, for Chris Johnson to play Wendell White. Chris Johnson sit out Wendell White to play.
Yeah, I'm not going to go into every decision that we made and the reasons for it, but there were specific reasons for it.
You going to playoff, Vince, definitely your number two quarterback?
Yes. It's been our number two quarterback all year.
Anything else? Thanks.
Thanks.